So, GLP-1RAs and cancer risk, huh? Big topic, lots of questions out there. And this new study, well, let's just say it's got people talking, right?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, over 1.6 million participants. That's unheard of. Really makes you sit up and pay attention.
For sure. We're talking about a massive U.S. health records database, real-world data, not just some small study. But gotta start with the basics for anyone tuning in who's like, GLP, what now? Could you give us the rundown?
Absolutely. So GLP-1RAs, full name, glucagon-like peptide-1 receptor agonists, mouthful, I know. They were first developed for type 2 diabetes. Basically, they act like a hormone your body naturally produces to regulate blood sugar.
And then, boom, headlines about weight loss. Suddenly, everyone and their dog's asking their doctor about these things.
It's true. And that's a big part of why this study is so interesting. They focused on obesity-associated cancers, or OACs for short. 13 of them, actually. The link between being overweight or obese and those cancers, well, it's there.
Okay, so we've got folks already at higher risk, and now we're looking at a medication they might be taking for diabetes or weight loss. Talk about high stakes.
You got it. And that's exactly why we got to break down what this study actually found and what it means for you, for your health, for your choices.
Right on. So we've got the who people with type 2 diabetes and the what GLP-1RAs, sometimes for weight loss too. Now, what'd they find? They compared these drugs to insulin and metformin, two other big ones for diabetes, right?
Right. And comparing to insulin, things get interesting. People on GLP-1RAs had a much lower risk, and I mean significantly lower, not just a random chance, of developing 10 out of those 13 cancers.
10 out of 13. Hold on, I need to write this down. Okay, 10 cancers. Which ones are we talking?
It's a pretty big list. Esophageal cancer, colorectal cancer, kidney cancer, just to start.
Keep going, I'm with you. Esophageal, colorectal, kidney.
Yeah.
What else?
They also found reduced risk for pancreatic cancer, gallbladder cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer. Oh, and liver cancer. Can't leave out meningioma and multiple myeloma either. Those are on the list too.
Wow, that's a lot. Some serious stuff on that list, and so common too. What about stomach cancer, though? That's one you hear about all the time.
Good point. You're right. It's sadly pretty common. In this study, they did see a trend, like maybe a reduced risk with GLP-1RAs, but not statistically significant.
Meaning it could just be chance, not enough data to be sure.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't mean there's N and O connection, just that this study couldn't confirm it for sure.
So with insulin, we're seeing a potential reduced risk for a good chunk of those obesity-associated cancers with GLP-1RAs. Pretty big news. But we got to talk metformin. I'm getting the feeling it's not as straightforward.
Yeah, you're picking up what they're putting down. When they compared GLP-1RAs to metformin, same 10 cancers. That significant risk reduction wasn't there.
Interesting. So, different story with metformin. Any ideas why that might be? Still early days, I know, but.
Way too early for definitive answers. But possibilities, definitely. Could be how GLP-1RAs work at, like, a molecular level. Maybe they influence cancer development differently than metformin does. Or could be those other factors, you know, weight loss, blood sugar control, all that impacting cancer risk, but in different ways depending on the drug. Gets complicated fast, that's for sure. More research needed, for sure, to really dig into this.
Yeah, like opening one door and finding a whole bunch more behind it. Speaking of things that need more digging into, we haven't even touched thyroid and breast cancer yet. Oh, and before I forget, gotta circle back to kidney cancer for a sec. GLP-1RAs seemed to lower the risk compared to insulin, but higher risk compared to metformin. What's going on there?
You're right to point that out. Definitely a head scratcher. Really shows why you gotta look at this stuff from all angles, you
Yeah.
know? It's not always simple. With this finding, makes you realize there's a lot we still don't get about these medications' long-term effects and all. Could be something about how different GLP-1RAs interact with, I don't know, specific pathways in the kidneys or other factors we haven't even thought of yet. Definitely needs more investigation, that's for sure.
Always more questions than answers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on, talk about the other two big ones, thyroid and breast cancer. What the researchers find there with GLP-1RAs. Okay, so thyroid and breast cancer, two biggies. What's the deal there with GLP-1RAs?
Well, with thyroid cancer, at least we're not going in totally blind, you know, this study. No reduced risk with GLP-1RAs.
Not what people want to hear, but
Yeah.
not a total shock either, right? There have been hints about this connection before, haven't there?
Yeah, not out of left field at all. Past studies, they kind of hinted at a link, GLP-1RAs and thyroid cancer. Some of these meds even have warnings on the label about it. This just backs that up, really.
Okay, so something to take seriously, talk to your doc about for sure. What about breast cancer, though? Another one that's on everyone's mind.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets a little weird, honestly. They didn't see a significant increase, but they didn't see a decrease either. with breast cancer and GLP-1 arrays, it's like...
big old question mark for now.
Pretty much. Which is wild because there's lab studies showing these drugs might slow down breast cancer cell growth.
Yeah.
So you've got lab over here and then the real world over here. Got to bridge that gap, see what really happens in people long term.
Because what happens in a test tube doesn't always translate to real life, right?
You got it.
Okay, so big picture time. We covered a lot. Specific cancers, GLP-1 arrays compared to other meds, even some head scratchers along the way. As we wrap up, what are the MS turners you want our listeners to walk away with today?
This study, fascinating, huge amount of data. But, and I got to emphasize, this correlation does not equal causation. Just because we see these links, GLP-1 arrays and cancer risk, doesn't mean the drug is causing it. Shows us there's a relationship, but more digging needed to figure out what's really going on.
Not a smoking gun, more like a clue. Points us in the right direction for more research.
Exactly. So if you're on a GLP-1 RA now or thinking about it for diabetes, for weight loss, whatever, don't freak out. Don't change anything without talking to your doctor. This is info to work with, but everyone's different medical history, all that.
Right. Got to personalize it. Okay. Last thing, and maybe this is out there, but this whole thing got me thinking. We usually think about cancer risk, like reaction mode, early detection, treatment after the fact. Could this be pointing to a future where we're more proactive, like using meds to actually reduce risk before anything even develops?
Now, that is a great question. And honestly, it's why research like this is so important. Imagine treating diabetes, but also using those same treatments to head off other problems like cancer down the line. We're nowhere near that now. This study's just the start, but it does make you think, right?
Big time. Maybe that's the most exciting part of all this, the what ifs. Keeps us curious, keeps the research moving forward. Thanks for joining me on this one. Really makes you think about the future of all this.